Hey everyone, and welcome to the Women Invest in Real Estate podcast. I'm Grace.
And I'm Amelia. We're your hosts, both full-time real estate investors on a mission to empower women through real estate investing so they can live out their wildest dreams.
Whether you're just dipping your toes into the real estate waters or you're a seasoned pro looking to scale, you're in the right place. We'll be your real estate besties as we talk about our experiences, insights, the nitty-gritty details of our day-to-day lives, and of course, have some belly laughs.
Don't forget to subscribe so you never miss an episode. Let's get started. You can't build a successful rental business without using software to find and manage tenants. That's why we recommend TurboTenant. TurboTenant helps you market your rental, screen tenants, create leases, collect rent, and everything in between. It's seriously the only way to scale your rental business. And because we partnered with TurboTenant, you get an exclusive discount. Get a year of premium for less than your Netflix subscription, or stick with their free plan forever. Visit the link in the show notes and use code WIRE20 for 20% off.
Welcome back to part 3 of 3 of the history of WIRE. This has been a fun series. We're going to start with why we think WIRE has been successful, and then we're going to pick up around summer of 2023, where we really started hiring in WIRE, which is so fun. It's so crazy to say that we have employees. Like, do you ever think about that?
All the time.
I said my employee the other day, and I was like, that was weird, even though we have two full-time employees in my real estate business. Anyways, we're going to start with, why do we think WIRE has been successful? I know you wrote down a bunch of things. I don't know what you said, and I wrote down some things, so I'm excited to talk about it.
Yeah, but before we get into those juicy details, you need to be running to your inbox right now on July 14th. Because doors to the WIRE community membership are open again today. And if you are on the wait list, there's a really cool surprise waiting for you. I'll tell you what it is. It's a chance, if you join the community today, to win a spot to our Zion retreat that's happening September 8th through 12th in Zion National Park. And you get a little discount for joining on the first day as well. But go check your inbox. Otherwise, check the link in the show notes. You need to join today to be entered. We've never done this before. It's a freaking huge giveaway worth like $3,800.
Holy crap. I cannot believe that we are giving this away. We've talked about it for years and years. I never wanted to do it because we always sell out of our retreats nearly instantly. And so the fact that we're doing it for somebody who signs up today, that is insane. It could be you who gets a free freaking trip to Zion. Our retreats are freaking incredible. Oh, I just still can't believe we're doing that.
I know. So go check your inbox. Look for Women Invest in Real Estate, because our retreats are member only. So even if you don't win the free retreat in the future, if you ever want to come on a retreat, you need to be a member of the WIRE community. So go check your inbox and join today, July 14th. But let's jump into a little behind the scenes of why each one of us think that WIRE has been so successful up until this point. And the reason why I put this question down and wanted to know your answer is because we both know that there have been so many communities or people starting Instagram accounts or people that we've seen in the last 5 years being on social media that have tried to start similar things or adjacent types of communities or Facebook groups or whatever and have totally fallen off. And I'm like, what has separated us from that? So why don't you go first with your first one?
And I also want to point out that it's not for us to pat ourselves on the back, but to show you as a small business owner, because that's what you are. You're all small business owners. You're all CEOs of your real estate portfolio. What it actually takes 5 years into a business to make sure that it's still successful. And the other fun part about our WIRE community is we have so many women who have co-hosting businesses, design businesses, VA services, consulting. So a lot of us are very multifaceted. So hearing these answers will hopefully impact your business and help you learn something. So the first thing I wrote was, and actually this is probably the most important for the listener to take away, is that I think we've been so successful because WIRE started as a genuine need. We never sat down and said, let's make this a business. I want to make all this money selling X, Y, and Z. That never happened. We started WIRE because we put a meetup out there. Everybody said yes, and they kept asking for more. And we always let our community shape and give tons of feedback so we can constantly pivot on what you guys all want.
Yes, that's such a huge one. That was one of mine. The feedback part was that I truly feel like Wire is built off of the feedback that we receive from the community. Obviously, we can't take every single request and implement it, but we really do a good job of listening. We do a good job of listening to our members and iterating, and we're always learning and we're constantly changing things up to make things better.
And to go off of that is we've invested, and we'll talk about hiring after this, so much into this business. This is not a mom and pop business run by you and I. We've got 3-4 other people on payroll. We've had multiple business coaches. We've had multiple consultants done for you services for us, such as designing a really expensive and incredible website, having a podcast editor, having all of these things. And I also want to point out, if you're a small business owner, make sure that you're always profitable before you're going out and doing these things. Because I also know other people who will hire out all these things and then be in the hole when it's like, you could have just done a couple of things yourself and made 3 times the money. But that's a whole rabbit hole.
I know. I'm always listening to people on Shark Tank and I'm like, oh my gosh, Wire's doing so much better than you. We're so much better than you. No, but no, for real, that goes back to just like our financial literacy backgrounds, I think. We are not running a business that we want to sink a bunch of money into and not make any money off of. We operate pretty leanly because there's no point in doing all of this work and not making anything.
Yeah. And the last thing I would say for this answer is that our core values, one of them is authenticity. And that's something I hear over and over and over again. You and I were just on a team meeting this morning looking over cohort feedback in our community. That's one of the features of our Wire community. So we have all these different strategy cohorts you can run. And a few things I saw over and over was it's an authentic space. Everybody is sharing. Everybody is giving the highs, the lows, the real things. And of course, we're fucking fun.
I know, we're so fun. I feel like...
Are we allowed to say that?
When you said earlier, you said like, this isn't to pat ourselves on the back. But no, and before this episode, I was just like, we are so fucking humble to a fault. Like, we are so humble. We need to hype ourselves up more. I think we're super fun. We're fun to be around. We're like happy-go-lucky. We're dreamers. Like, people are attracted to that. That was also on my list. And Grace and I did not share our list, but I said we're organically ourselves. I think that either way, like even if you're not like, I love Amelia's personality, because I could probably rub people the wrong way. I think that a lot of women still like respect the fact that we are just who we are. Like we are not peacocking around trying to be something that we're not. So, and I think that draws people into us. So,
and that is reflected back in our community and all of you ladies who are in it or those who are a part of the Wire community, it's the same across the board. Very rarely do we have somebody who it's like, wow, these values are not shining through. And that's what I love about our community is that their authenticity, their collaboration, their sense of adventure is so strong. And that's because it's strong in us. And we've really protected that in our community and made that a core value so that that happens.
Okay, I have two more that I want to share on my list. I also put down consistency. Yeah. I think consistency has been so big for us because like I just talked about at the beginning, we've seen so many people come and go. They've fallen off the wagon. You know, they'll stop posting after a year because they're not getting the traction that they want or there aren't enough people joining the Facebook group and they don't realize how much work goes into it. We have just literally never stopped. We have done Wire since the day we started back in 2021 in January or February and done it ever since then, every single week, worked on Wire, posted. And then my last thing is the fact that we have each other to do it with. I think that's so important. I also see a lot of people that try to do stuff like this solo. I can't imagine not having someone to bounce ideas off of, to share the weight of all the work that goes into this, to keep me motivated, like to I mean, we talk on almost a daily basis. I think that's been so integral in Wire.
I think we do. We have a really good balance of course, we know when the other wants to commiserate and we just want to say, yeah, totally. That sucked. That was annoying. But I think we both can tell when the other person needs to say, no, we got this. No, we're good. It's going to work. Blah, 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 blah. Because when I feel it, I feel like you always do a good job of being like, no, this is, we know what we're doing. This is great, blah, blah, blah. You know, don't have your head down and vice versa. And that's something that if you're working alone, you got to be that other, like you have to pick your own. What's the saying I'm trying to say?
I mean, just you have to pick your own self up. I don't know if there's really a saying for that, but yeah, it's huge.
Yeah. So that is probably one of the biggest indicators of why Wire has been successful over the last 5 years, because we've had each other to do it with. And I'm just so grateful, because there's no way I could just sit around and come up with all these ideas and keep one foot in front of the other if it was just me.
Yeah. And I will say, like, I think we are a really strong force. Last thing I'm going to say about this, like, I just think our partnership and our friendship is really, really strong. And we have a ton of fun together, obviously. But we can also be really open and honest with each other and have hard conversations. We have had hard conversations in the past. And we always come out on the other side stronger. And better.
Yeah,
exactly.
That's what I was going to say. Especially bringing a team in. We've had hard conversations as a team, which gives us a good segue into who we've hired and what that team looks like. And every time, all of us feel like, okay, that was a great conversation. That moved the needle forward. That brings clarity. Everyone's happy after that. So that's something that's totally new to us, as you know, no one taught us how to be leaders or business owners. We were never leaders at a corporate job before this. So a lot of it's brand new. But anyways, let's jump to August of 2023. I distinctly remember we were in actually Cedar Rapids. We stayed at this Airbnb. I don't know if you can picture it. And I remember for some reason it had to do with blog posts. Like we were writing still DIY blog posts for our website. We haven't written any in like 2 years. So don't go looking for them. I don't even know if they're still on our
still
website.
Still good information. They're just
really good information. And I just remember us having that burnout conversation of like, we can't just put the pedal to the metal twice as hard. We've got to hire somebody. And we were only talking about like 10 hours a week. And I remember telling you like, just imagine if we had somebody who could do all these things for us and we could focus on this. And you were like, I don't know. Cause we were still DIY. We weren't making a crazy amount of money. Like we were still, it was still so scary for us. Do you remember those conversations?
I do. And I'm like trying to picture the fucking Airbnb that we stayed in. And I can't for some reason. All I remember is going to your sister Malia's apartment and putting down the list of what like this person would do, like this job. And I think another important thing here that we didn't talk about is like the hard conversation, which ended up not actually being that hard, about with our third partner, Amanda, which we've talked about in previous episodes. This is super important. We talked about like Amanda was so good when we first started. She knew so many things that we didn't know and she helped us so much. But we felt like at this point she was pregnant and just was getting ready to have a baby.
And starting another business.
So like her hours were just going to be super limited. So we had to have the conversation of like, hey, Art, is Wire still aligning with you? How are you feeling? And kind of like, and I think we somehow said like, maybe it's a good time for you to phase out or something. I don't even remember what we said, but it ended up being, she was like, yeah, actually that's good. I'll wrap things up at the end of July. Like I'm feeling the same way. I love you guys, but like, I don't think I'm going to have time for Wire moving forward. So then it was back to two of us. And that was when we're like, we need another person in here. We don't want to give up equity in our company to somebody else. Like we had with Amanda, we basically like bought her out, paid her out. We're going to hire just an employee and it's just going to be me and Grace moving forward 50-50.
And what's funny about the equity is a little tooting our own horn. Our business coach said that she would take equity in our company all day, every day if we offered it. And I remember you and I instantly go, nope, not on the table. Like not today, not in the Wire HQ. Nobody else is getting equity, but that's funny. Yeah. So we hired our first employee, Taylor. She was part-time for an entire year And what's even crazier is in July this month, she hits her 1 year of being full time with Wire, which is just nuts. Like, how did we?
2 years with Wire, 1 year full time, one time part time.
And so that was so crazy. I remember like she was using her personal email for like a couple of months until we actually got like real Wire emails. And that was when we really were like, this is a business. Like, we've got to have, I mean, this is jumping ahead a little bit once we hired like Julie, our full time bookkeeper. But I remember at one point being like, shit, like, what's our vacation policy? What's our out of office policy? Like, what is our Zoom etiquette? I don't know that we have any, but oh my gosh, like, we do. Camera's on. That's about it.
Absolutely. And I think one thing that surprised me was just like how many awesome women applied. And how we got Taylor, like, I was like, oh my gosh, people actually want to like work for Wire. Never in a million years, again, would I have thought like, oh, we have employees and people want to work for us. So we hired Taylor. And then a couple months later, we were still growing. Like, I feel like we still needed more help, which is when we hired Bridget.
And Taylor had a full-time job, so she couldn't give us more hours, which is why we had to hire a second part-timer. It was because we needed more hours. Bridget was also incredible. She started November of 2023. She was an instant fit, helped us with sponsorships, affiliates. Then we started realizing like, okay, like we really got to write these SOPs and have team meetings and more policies. And so that was just so weird in a couple of months to go from nobody to two other people.
So then I feel like this is where we really started to pick up momentum. Like, I feel like this next launch was, and hiring Bridget and Taylor was huge. So in January of 2024, we hopped on the new year, new me trend and launched our first iteration of CEO Bootcamp, which at the time was a 12-week bootcamp that basically takes you through our CEO framework, which we've since condensed, and you actually get access to this in the Wire community. It's teaching you how to not just be a real estate investor and landlord who buys properties, but to how to actually turn that into a business and run it like a business. And people freaking loved it. And people still want us to bring that back. We don't have it now because it's kind of included in the Wire community, a smaller version of it. And we've switched it into that and one-on-one coaching.
Well, we realized, to jump ahead, that CEO Bootcamp was really two types of people. It was one, people who needed to proactively learn some of these CEO foundations to prep for scaling and needed to take little bits of it to get their systems right and then scale. And then it was also people who were like, shit, I already scaled a ton. I actually need like one-on-one help for you to help me implement this into our business. So we did two launches of that, which we'll get to. And now the first tier of people who just need a bit of it, that's in the Wire community. And also in the Wire community is we just did a beta test of one-on-one coaching. Can I say this? Am I allowed to say this? Well, we only posted about it in the Wire community. We never said it publicly. We had 8 one-on-one consulting spots, booked them out. And we're helping people one-on-one kind of go through these CEO foundations and transform them into a business owner. So it's just kind of fun that we put that out there. We had no idea how CEO Bootcamp was going to perform because it was brand new. It did super well. And then we were able to do that launch twice. Help. I want to say we had, 50, 60 people do it?
I think total, we probably had about 60 people go through the program. Maybe more, maybe like 70. Which is crazy.
It might be closer to 70. But I also want to point out that before we launched that, how that came about was we were actually going to try to do an in-person CEO bootcamp. Do you remember that?
Yes, I remember it. Totally forgot about it. Again, this is just us iterating and not being scared to like put ourselves out there and fail.
We were going to do it in Des Moines, Iowa. And we sent out an email, did a terrible job of explaining what it was. Nobody signed up that first day. So we immediately freaked out and scrapped it. But 2 months later, we turned around and had like 30 some people sign up. So it just goes to show, like, keep iterating. Not everything is an instant success. We've also had times where we felt like failures, but we kept going.
Yeah. I mean, because the biggest – I mean, here's the feedback we got was like, oh, that's a three-day retreat intensive. Like, there's way too much content here for people to fit this into 3 days. Like, and then we ended up spreading it out to literally 12 weeks. So
we thought we were going to do it in 3 days.
I don't know. We're crazy sometimes. But yeah, so that was like,
but we listened to the feedback and we changed it.
That was our first like big launch, like big money launch, where we were like, oh, damn, like we made a little bit of money off of this.
Yeah, that was fun. Yeah, no, for sure. That was the first time that it was, I think, a super great reaction from our community. People incredibly excited about it. And then the last part, that we really started to see financially the momentum start to pick up, which was, of course, super fun.
Yeah, and we can be candid about that with you guys here on the podcast and not, I don't, it's weird to talk about money, right? It's weird to talk about that. It's weird to talk about it with like our listeners, but, and we'll get into this later in the episode, I think, but we can't work for
free. How are we going to say what we made on that first launch? Was that our first six-figure launch, or was it CEO number two that was our first six?
It was CEO Bootcamp 2, which was not quite our six-figure
I think it
launch.
Was. No, I think it was. I remember being like, that was our first six-figure launch. That's crazy. I swear.
Yeah, but you overestimate things. You'll like, you'll round up. So it was like close.
It was 94.
One, but it like wasn't. Yeah, exactly. We can't do things for free. We're going to talk about this later. And like, we are building a business. And, you know, we're not the same Amelia and Grace that we were back in January of 2021 when we started a free meetup. Like, to make Wire as incredible as it is and to really serve our community as best as we can, like, we just can't do things for free.
There's a lot of hands on deck that go into these launches, and we'll talk about the community in a bit. But yeah, that first CEO bootcamp, that was a lot of work, months and months of work, and four different people working on it. Website, plus website designers, copywriters, you know, there's a lot of hands that go into that project.
Yeah, so we hired Taylor. She came on in August. And then when we were interviewing with Taylor, I remember her saying, like, I love events. I love event planning. I love all the little details that go into that. And we were like, great, because Grace and I are terrible at that. And we need someone to start coming to our retreats and helping us out with that. So February of 2024, we had our first retreat with Taylor on board. It was in Phoenix.
Which was really like, what, our sixth retreat total, maybe? Fifth?
Probably like our sixth or seventh. I can't remember exactly where it fell. Probably our seventh, because we're coming up on our 10th. But we, Grace and I joke that we are the tomboys of the real estate world, the tomboys of like retreats. And like, we are not.
We're not aesthetically pleasing.
We're not aesthetically pleasing. We just like, we just get shit done. But we're not.
For Taylor, like, the food was just thrown on the table. Eat it. It's just food. With Taylor, everything has a nice little placard. It's written in cursive. There's utensils that look nice. They're in fancy bowls. And people really appreciate that. But it's just funny because we are like, I don't care.
I know. But you know what we are really good at? Having a fun as fuck time. That is what we care about. But anyways, I just had to throw that in there because it really did elevate our retreats that extra level and was such a relief. I'm like, how the fuck did we have six retreats before having Taylor? Because there's so much work that goes into hosting a retreat and making sure everyone has such a good
time. Honestly, I feel like an air traffic controller. Our eyeballs are on all different people all the time, not in a way that you would notice because we've mastered it at this point, but making sure, does everybody feel included? Is anybody feeling awkward? Do I need to go insert myself into a conversation or tell this person to come join this conversation? Is the food out? Do people feel hungry? Do people feel like they're able to open the fridge and take whatever they want? Are people being shy? Like, we are just, there's a lot that goes into it, mentally, physically, everything.
Yes, exactly. I think bringing her on board has been such a level up for our retreats, which is why one of the reasons why they're so magical.
And a way for us to increase the luxuriousness of it, to really make it feel like also more of a relaxing vacation. And one other thing I want to talk about that we started doing is of course, when you bring 18, 20 women together, not everybody knows everything about each other. So we have to do intros. And we always do a meet the crew slide deck where everybody makes a slide about themselves. And one thing we notice is that people get so nervous to introduce themselves, which is so silly because nobody cares about you being nervous, but I totally get it because not everybody is used to meeting lots of new people and being outside of their comfort level. So we really put our brains together and said, how can we make these intros feel less nerve-wracking and more comfortable for people? How do we make this silly and laughing and not awkward? And so one thing that with Taylor we came up with was, if you guys have ever seen the TikTok trend where groups of friends will go on vacation with each other and give each other the most ridiculous phone cases, that's what we ended up doing for all of our retreat members for that first Phoenix retreat. So everybody pulled out a stupid, silly phone case. Like, I remember Kelly had a giant bunny. Like, her phone case was literally a bunny, a fluffy bunny. And she kept that phone case all weekend. And it just turned into so many inside jokes, so many laughs. And it was a way to get the attention off of them and onto the phone, but still have a way for everybody to introduce themselves and feel like we know each other.
My phone case was a purse.
Oh, yeah.
It was like a little purse.
Oh, my God. That was so funny. Amelia carrying her teensy little purse around by the strap all weekend was – I picked that out for you personally, and I'm very proud of that.
Which actually was so good because I lose my phone so often at the retreats because I have a million other things I'm focusing on. So I could just have it strapped to me the whole time.
It was just around your shoulder.
But Grace's, she like got a new phone after we'd already ordered her phone case. So we had to go to Dollar Tree before the retreat, me and Taylor, and we ended up hot glue gunning a water gun onto the back of a phone case.
My focus was like 4 inches thick.
Or no, it wasn't. It was a dart gun or like one of those like little dart guns that she had because she switched her phone out on us. But anyways, that was really fun. And then are we going to talk about the wigs now?
Yeah, so that's turned into, because we realized, okay, the phone cases is tough. If ding dongs are getting new phones without telling us, and we have to get everybody's size. So we turned it into now wigs, where you have to pull a really hilarious, stupid wig out of the box, a surprise to you, put it on and give your intro. And again, that way everybody's laughing at the wig, you're laughing, it's not awkward, like we're just being silly. And I think it really sets the stage for, hey, this is serious business stuff, but we're not taking ourselves too seriously here. We're also here to have fun, and I think people love it.
Oh, those wigs then play a role for the entire remainder of the retreat. Then they take on personalities. Then they also take on personalities and names. And at the last retreat, I woke up one morning and someone had put a different wig on each one of the lamps.
Yes. No. Okay. I have so many wig stories. In Salt Lake City, number one, we did all of our wigs had names to where we were playing Mafia in the evening with every single person had a different name. So not only are there 20 girls there, there's also 20 wig names. So I'm Kath. I'm from the South. Amelia's Marge because she has a redhead curly afro. And it was so funny. Kath has big sex appeal. So I got to play into the...
There's a picture of us on our Instagram if you scroll back in the hot tub with our wigs on.
We had... You know, we had just had so many. And then the other thing was Jamie Banks started to really take on her wig's personality. And I said that she looked like Edna from The Incredibles, to where she would speak and twitch. So the wig, it was like a short little black wig, would flip with her because she's really short, like buzz cut hair. And she was loving it, to where we would hide Edna and she'd get upset and need to go find Edna. And we'd put it under her pillow or under Amelia's pillow at night. Like, we're just having fun.
I'm pretty sure like one night they put it under my pillow and I went the whole night without even knowing it was under there. And they were like so disappointed the next day. They're like, did you find what we left you? And I'm like, I didn't even. I'm so freaking exhausted at the end of the day of those retreats. I'm just a stone in bed.
That's hilarious. So anyways, that's CEO Bouquet. How did we get onto the wigs? Oh, Taylor.
Well, we moved on. We moved on to the retreat. So then, okay, we've talked a little bit about our book release. We got ahead of ourselves in the last episode, but our book officially released in April of 2024. pivotal moment for Wire, brought a ton of attention to Grace and myself because the Bigger Pockets platform, right? And we've done episodes on the book launch, so you can go back if you want to know like the nitty-gritty details of that. But I see here we also hired Malia as a content creator at that time. How has it been over a year since she's been on our team? It feels like yesterday. Wow.
And she's done an incredible job. That is crazy. I cannot believe that I used to run the Instagram on Wire. I think Bridget was running it before Malia, and Taylor was running it before Bridget. It's been a while since I've been the one posting. But one thing I do like about us, and I actually wrote this for Why Has Wire Been Successful, is that we still are very involved, and to where we are the ones who answer DMs, primarily me. It's not a VA. It's not our team. Like, that's still us. And every once in a while, people will be like, by the way, who am I talking to? And I'll be like, Grace, hi, it's me. It's Grace. It's not a VA. It's me. And they'll be like, oh my gosh, hi. And it's just so funny that I love just peeping in. I love when people are like, who runs this? I'm like, well, Malia, but we're always in there.
Malia has done such a good job, and I love our Instagram account. Like, if you go and look at some other of our competitors' accounts, they're so boring and they're so just like not fun. And I feel like our page is just us. It's like our personality. She does such a good job of like prompting us on what to film and what trends are happening, and makes it look like our brand, but then also mixing in like educational content and all of that stuff. Like, I really do feel like our social media just is so good. But we have to point out here, this is when we made, I think, our first like big investment.
Okay, let me tell this story.
Outside of staff.
Amelia wanted to spend five figures on a website. I'm like, girl, you're crazy. We're not spending, which usually I'm the one that wants to, which is so funny. Usually I'm always like, let's hire, let's get this person, let's do this consultant. And you're like, no. You really wanted a new website. And I really did not. So she came armed to the hilt. Is that right? To a meeting with a PowerPoint on why we needed a new website, which is hilarious. And I said, okay, you convinced me. You're right. Let's do a new website. And it was worth every freaking penny, because when we look back on screenshots of our old website, it was god awful, mostly DIY. Amelia just made like a throwing up face. And I love our website now. I love our designer. If you ever want a referral, reach out. She's great. But that was so scary to us. And it's one of those things that you can't really pinpoint an ROI on. So that is kind of hard to understand, that investment, but it's been absolutely worth it. But we didn't have a professional website for 3 years. So if you're an entrepreneur out there, do not go pay crazy amounts of money for a website. Make a DIY one for $100 or pay someone a couple $100 just to get something up. You do not need to shell out thousands unless you are really established in your business. That's my opinion.
Okay, now let's go into like kind of more of where we are now and where we're headed, and like talk a little bit more about the creation of the community, which all started, I mean, it had been, you know, boiling, but in July of 2024, this was very serendipitous timing, because Taylor, our part-time person, was kind of at a crossroads in her full-time job, where she was either going to need to relocate to, she's in Oregon, she's going to need to relocate to Arizona, or she was going to like be done with her job. And I really do believe in like obviously the butterfly effect and like divine timing, not in a religious way because we're not, but like just in a way of like the universe provides things when it's time. And we were like, okay, good timing, because we were actually just thinking of hiring somebody full time. So how can that, you know, be a possibility? And it ended up being a possibility. Taylor came on full time with us in July of 2024, and to kind of kick that off and celebrate that, we had an in-person executive retreat in Boise, for the first 5 days of her full-time employment. We got an Airbnb and we all stayed in it, and we were there to film some content, but we started brainstorming what the Wire community could look like.
And the reason the Wire community came about is we had so many people who would come to us and say, is so-and-so in the Wire community? And we didn't know how to answer that. Yeah, she come listens to the podcast, or no, she's never been to a retreat. And so we really wanted to answer, how do we know if somebody is in the Wire community And we also knew that there was a need and a desire from you guys to have a really well done, well polished, well run community that brought all these different things into a one-stop shop. And so those 4 days, we spent just going round and round and round of what does this look like? Who's the target audience? What's our mission statement? And we were not agreeing. Like, we were not on the same page those 5 days.
No, actually, Grace was really against it. You were really, like, against just the community in general, because I think, like, just how do we set it apart from all the other communities that are out there was like what was holding you
back.
And
I did not want it to be beginner. I said, there's a million beginner communities. If we want to do a community, it has to be so different than anything that's out there.
And again, this isn't to like, we don't disclude beginners. We have a beginner cohort. But I would say it's for beginners that are action takers. Beginners that are action takers or mid-level investors. Like, we don't want to be teaching you the A to Z of how to buy a property.
And we actually don't really. We don't do webinars on here's how to pick your market. It is focused to people who've done a couple of deals. And our focus is how to get you the CEO frameworks and run a business. And I'm glad that we went round and round on that, because that's what we ended up on is, okay, it's got to have this CEO framework aspect. It's got to be to mid-level investors. And we also knew that we would be able to give our best energy and show up the best for our community if that was the target audience.
And we landed on kind of our mission statement or tagline of, we help women become W-2 optional through real estate investing so they can create a life of their own design, which is honestly formulated from what Grace and I do. I mean, that is why we invest in real estate. It's so that we can play golf on a Monday afternoon or go hiking in Arizona without our phones for multiple days. Or, you know, like, it's, we truly believe and we show people that there is a life outside of working a 9-to-5 for 40 years.
And so between those July conversations, we ended up launching our community in November, but there was months of work that went into this. We hired coaches who'd run successful communities to help us get it right, pick the best platform, the right cadence, all of those things that you might not realize that we had to work on and create and set up for the community. And we also had a double retreat in Salt Lake City in the meantime. We went to Cancun and brought our whole team to Mexico, which was crazy. That was such a weird feeling.
For BPCon,
yes.
We didn't just go to Cancun.
For BPCon, where we both spoke on stage and brought our team. We signed books live, so that was really fun. But I feel like we should dive into a little bit more of like, what did that November launch look like? Because that was less than a year ago. And I would say that has been a massive pivotal, probably the biggest pivotal moment of Wire.
100%. And like Grace like briefly mentioned, you know, we hired coaches. We invested $12,000 in a coach at that point. We've invested way more than that in coaching since then. We're getting up there in five figures. What, multiple five figures? Because we knew we wanted to build the best community possible, and we knew that we had maxed out our ability to bootstrap what we could do. Like, we needed professional help. So we launched the founding membership November 2024. We had 83 investors that joined, but there was so much planning and research that went into this. What people want. I mean, gosh, you don't even know the behind the scenes that and everything that goes into a launch like this. What podcast episodes are we going to film to talk about it? What are we going to say on social media? What's the website going to look like? What's the actual platform itself going to look like? What's the email sequence going to say?
How do people pay? When do they pay? How much do they pay?
Facebook ads. How do we run Facebook ads to this? There's so much that goes in behind the scenes of this. Who's going to be responsible for what on our team in the community? How are we going to source our cohort leaders that are going to be experts within the community to provide even more value to our members? There was so much that went into that. What was our original goal for that launch? Do you remember?
It was like 60.
I think it was either 60 or 65 members.
I think it was 65. That sounds right.
Yeah. We had 83 people join, which blew our goal out of the water, in my opinion. It was so fun. And I have to mention this one thing. It's hard, right? We all work remotely. So it's like, how do we stay excited and engaged and like do little things during our launches to make our team
and
like
create conditions?
Up? Yeah. So like if we were in a traditional office, one thing that would have been fun was like a paper train, like a paper ring chain. What, like a chain. Yeah. To, you know, cross off everyone that joins or whatever. Or you could have a whiteboard where you write everyone's name who's joined, but we're virtual, so we can't do that. So we've started this stupid ass
tradition. I don't know how this started.
I think I just started sending them and then you and Taylor were like, you have to do this for every person. But every time someone joins, we have our group chat. I will send a GIF of whatever that number is to the group chat. And they're always stupid, like, you know.
Well, let me just tell you, 1 through 10 is very easy. When you start getting up into those 80s numbers, you got to get creative because there's not a lot to choose from.
There's a lot of sports jerseys happening at that point.
Yeah.
Because, you know, who, why is the number, the random number 73 a GIF? I mean, like, so anyways, we do that. It's super fun.
Yeah, that launch was so magical because the feedback we got from so many people was so positive and exciting. And I think that's one thing that really sets our community apart is we've put so much work into making it a super professional community and platform. It takes nearly a full-time person to run this community. It's not just a little Facebook group with random stuff. It is on its own custom app. It's great. And today, doors are open officially July 14th today for the first time. And if you sign up today, you'll have a kick-ass deal for you if you're on the waitlist. $200 off and a chance to win a spot at our Zion retreat, which I can't even believe we're giving away. For those of you who jump on the community and sign up today, you'll be entered into a raffle. And Amelia and I, we still got to decide if we're going to do a little raffle Instagram live giveaway. I want to do that. I want to get like the little pink bingo thing and do the raffle to announce who it is tomorrow. But that is what is waiting in your inbox. For those of you who are on the wait list, go and get it because that's only lasting until midnight.
Let's move in. We just talked about our initial launch, 83 founding members. Holy hell, 83 founding members. So cool. Now we're in, what, 2025? January of 2025. Another huge step in Wire's journey is Grace was pushing me to start a bookkeeping service because, again, we listen to your feedback. We hear what investors want. And one thing investors want and need is a kick-ass real estate bookkeeper. And there just aren't enough of them out there that are reliable, that do a great job. So we're like, fuck it. Let's do what we always do and just create it ourselves.
Yeah. So this actually stemmed from my bookkeeping nightmare in 2022, where I was working with like three different bookkeepers. And I quite literally remember saying to Amelia, we should have like a bookkeeping course or like do a business or something. But it was never like, I'm going to do this week. It was always in the future. So we've talked about this for years. And then actually at our Salt Lake City retreat, it came back up again. So September 2024. And we were like, F it, let's do it. Like finally, we're going to do it. Yes. We asked everybody at the retreat. They're like, yes, we need this. And then nothing happened again for a few months. We forgot about it. And then in January, we finally said, all right, pedal to the metal, let's go. I set up all of the things. I started getting people onto a wait list before we even had our bookkeeper hired, but we were pretty sure we knew who we were going to hire. We found an incredible bookkeeper named Julie. She is who does all of our bookkeeping. And since January, we've served over 30 clients, which is incredible for a brand new bookkeeping service. We've gotten incredible feedback. And it's been so cool because our entire goal with that was to prevent any other investor from having my $8,500 bookkeeping nightmare, no matter what level investor they were at. Because you hear a lot of these people where most bookkeepers will only start at $350 a month to do your bookkeeping. If you have two rental properties, that's crazy. It does not make sense to pay that. So we have this incredible product called the Starter Home, where you get a 1 hour call with Julie every month. And you can take that call and either you can do work and ask her questions, or you can share your screen and she can direct you on how to do certain things. But it is a way for us to give incredible bookkeeping service to those who can't pay hundreds of dollars a month. So if you're interested in our bookkeeping services, go to womeninvestinrealestate.com/bookkeeper and fill out our wait list, and you can see all our different options on the website. We do not believe in gatekeeping pricing. We believe in no-brainer pricing. So just go to the website. It says everything else. But I'm so proud of that and all the investors we've serviced. And everybody has been raving about Julie, which makes me so happy.
Yeah. Pricing is subject to change. I don't know exactly if the pricing on this episode will stay the same forever. So if you're listening to this and it's changed, because it's been such a hit, we've sold out. Julie's book of business is completely full. She's got a full book of business. She can't take anybody else on. Grace is the mastermind behind the bookkeeping arm of Wire. She has done such a good job with that and really taken that by the horns and just like run with it. But
thank you. Okay. Well, I accidentally learned way too much about bookkeeping when I went through my whole freaking nightmare. So I knew exactly what I wanted to create, which is what made it so fun and also effective for our clients.
Okay. So fast forward, because I know this episode's getting long. We've covered a lot, but we then launched our second round of the Wire community, because we operate on a doors open and doors closed, which we haven't even talked about that. But the reason behind that, just to give you a little behind the scenes, is that we really want people, one, all the people that we listen to and all of our coaches, like a constant doors open just doesn't work for a membership type of service. It just doesn't. It's really hard to make it work. So you really need to operate on an open and close. But the other reason is we love the fact that people get to come in with like a group of other women that are at the same timeline as them and really get to know them. It allows us to provide really great customer service because we can have those group calls with the new members and really get to know them on an individual basis. We get to know their names, we get to know their portfolios, they get to know each other's. Like they feel like they're coming in with a group of women. So it's not like constantly just new people coming in, having to reintroduce themselves. There's like one solidified group that comes in all at the same
time. Well, you didn't even mention, it's because we start with our CEO framework, which is 4 weeks. So we put you through our CEO framework to get you prepped for, these are the type of things that we talk about in Wire. This is the terminology we use. These are the SOPs people use. And then once you get through that 4 weeks and you've got that foundation, then you're off to the races inside the Wire community. And we found that, like you said, Amelia, people love that small, tight-knit cohort feeling. It makes it feel less overwhelming and more approachable for those coming in. So you're not just immediately overwhelmed by everything happening inside there.
And it's also great for current members because they don't feel like there's constantly the same questions being asked over and over again. And there's not constantly new people coming in, like introducing themselves, which obviously there's nothing wrong with people introducing themselves, but it really feels like you get to know the members on a deeper level. We also changed our retreats to members only at this point. And we opened up tickets to the Zion retreat. We sold out in 8 minutes. The first iteration, we sold out in literally 8 minutes. I was playing pickleball and people were messaging me saying I couldn't get in. Like, is there a glitch? And it was like 5 minutes after the doors had opened. And I was like freaking out. I was like, holy shit, is there a glitch? And then I went and looked and I was like, oh no, we just sold out.
That's crazy. And I want to say some thinking behind why retreats are for members only. And this is really to protect our current members who show up to the community. Number one, it can be scary showing up to a weekend of 20 people for 4 days. So how do we make that less scary? By making sure you know the people before you show up. How do we do that? By making sure that they're all Wire community members. So you've seen these people, you know their faces, you know their names, you know what they're up to. So when you show up, it feels like you already know them. And number two, it's a way to reward our community because these retreats do sell out so quickly. We want to give them, our community, the opportunity to be at those retreats and an opportunity to be a part of that almost in-person inner circle feeling that you get when you show up to a four-day event like that. So I'm so happy we made this decision. It also felt scary. We're like, oh my God, what if nobody wants to go in our community? But it actually led to our biggest sellout that we did. The first half of the Zion tickets sold out in like 5 or 8 minutes. And I'm so excited to finally go and have that Zion event.
Yeah, I'm going to go on a little bit of a tangent there to add on to that. And it's basically, Grace and I only have so much time in our day at this point. We're real business owners. We're running full real estate portfolios. Plus, we're both doing Wire full time now at this point. So we only have so much time. And we really want to prioritize our community members. That is who we want to spend the most time with. That is who we want to give our energy to. It's the people that show up. They feel like the community is valuable enough that they're willing to pay for it, which is important, right? Because our time is not free. So that is why our retreats are now community only. Our one-on-one coaching spots are for community only members. And Grace and I actually know our community members. I would say I pretty much know every single of the 160 women that are in it right now by their name. I know where they're at. I know what their portfolios are. And I love that. Like, I love getting to know them on that level. I would love to know so many people, right? But I can't give my energy to every single person on Instagram that DMs me or every single person at BPCon that wants to talk to me for an hour. I want to be very strategic with who I'm spending my time with, and it's the Wire community members.
Because they're freaking awesome too. Yeah, I think just one thing that we did the last 2 years is we decided to focus on quality, not quantity. And that's been a massive change in our business. But we're approaching an hour. Jeez, we can talk. And so let's end on what is next for Wire. What do you think, Amelia?
Well, we have evolved so much since of the 2021 versions of Wire. Like, one thing is we have a payroll per month of $20,000. Just our payroll, not including all the other overhead we have. And that's just our payroll of Wire. That doesn't include all the contractors that we pay, the coaches that we pay. Like, that's huge. That's a big payroll, right? That's a big overhead. And that plays a huge part into providing an amazing experience for our members. Like, we have a legitimate business here that is so much different than what it used to be. And one thing that I'm really excited about is we're focused on growing our membership as our core product. Like, that is really what we're spending a lot of our energy on, which means that we need to shift our team around to be able to provide the best experience possible for our members. So we're switching things around. We're probably going to have a dedicated team member that serves our community and provides the best experience possible, that's solely responsible for the Wire community and customer experience and just going above and beyond to make sure. And that's what makes it so unique too, right? We are investing so much money into this community because we know it's going to be the best experience for our members.
Another exciting thing that we have not talked about publicly is, again, you've heard, we listen to what you have to say, and that is what drives and creates what we put out into the public. After we did bookkeeping services, we realized, oh my gosh, everybody needs a CPA and a good attorney. How can we help people? Like, that is the one thing everyone's always coming to us saying, do you have an investor-friendly CPA? Can you recommend me an attorney? Blah, 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 blah. So loosely, one thing that we will hopefully be unveiling at the end of this year is adding a tier into our Wire membership where you can be matched up with a CPA and attorney that we pre-vet and that we have an outline for you to work with so that you can treat Wire as a one-stop shop where you get your CPA, your attorney, you don't have to think about it, you don't have to do the interviews, and you're able to know that at the end of the night, you're getting the best tax strategy and legal advice that you can get from somebody who's been pre-vetted by Wire.
I am so excited for this. It's like fractional services for your real estate business built into a tier within the Wire community. I mean, we've done it with bookkeeping. Now we're doing it with CPA and attorney, hopefully by the end of the year. And another little fractional service, this was born on a spa trip that Grace and I took in Tucson. I remember I was blow drying my hair when we came up with this name.
I'm like screaming to you over. We're both blow driving. I'm like, Amelia, I have an idea.
You're like, renovation hotline.
That's all I said. You're like, what the F's that?
I'm like, okay, renovation hotline. It's such a cool concept. Here's what we hear all the time, again, from our community members is like, how do I look at this quote from what this contractor gave me and understand, is this accurate? Is this way blown out of proportion? Like, what do I need to be aware of? And we're like, we just need a badass GC woman that's tired of the man that wants to come on and do the renovation hotline with our members, like a monthly call where people can bring in their quotes or bring in their construction, budgets and be like, is this accurate? What do I need to look out for? Help.
Yeah. So if you know any badass women who would be a great renovation hotline expert, let us know. We're hoping to implement this in the next few months. And we want to make sure that we got somebody who will kick some butt and help our investors feel super empowered when it comes to renovation, because that is a really scary part of real estate. And would serve so much value in being a part of the Wire community. And so many people would learn a ton and be able to negotiate better deals, have better scopes of work, and give a better product at the end of the day with their renovations.
Good point. Like, even just one call with the renovation hotline would probably pay for the membership itself, just in the savings that you're going to make off of that budget. But I digress. This has been a super fun series, I think, to give you a little behind the scenes of Wire's journey, because I know we have a lot of OG listeners here who've been with us for a long time. So I've enjoyed this. Don't forget, doors are open right now. They're only open for the next week. So please, please DM us on Instagram if you have any questions. It's wire.community. Grace is there to help. She's the one running the Instagram. And we'll hopefully catch you in the Wire community soon.
Thanks so much for tuning in. If you loved today's episode, please leave us a 5-star review wherever you listen to your podcasts. And don't forget to check us out and join our community at womeninvestinrealestate.com and follow us on Instagram at wire with two eyes dot community.